Daily Word offers inspiration and practical teachings to help people of all faiths live happy and healthy lives. Get in the habit of starting your day with a positive affirmation. Going strong since 1924, Daily Word magazine is available in large type and Spanish, as well as the digital subscription package that includes the online magazine with audio, smartphone app, and daily email. Get your subscription today and stay inspired all year. Visit dailyword.com or unity.org.
We're glad you found us. This is Unity Online Radio, the voice of an awakening world.
Empower yourself and get inspired to build the life of your dreams. Welcome to Everyday Peace with Dr. Drayvon James.
Welcome to Everyday Peace with Dr. Drayvon James. I am super excited to have you as our guest today as we do what we do every time we get together, and that is explore the concept of living a life of peace every day. Peace defined as wholeness, completeness, nothing missing, nothing broken, totality. Now, I want you, wherever you are, whatever you're doing right now, just to breathe that in. Peace every day. In this moment, peace. Because, yes, it is possible for you to have peace every day. Wholeness, completeness, nothing missing, nothing broken, totality. Yes, you deserve peace every day. And yes, you can have peace every day. We work together here on this show to bring you the topics and the guests to partner with you as you create your life of peace every day. And I'm super excited because today we have a fabulous guest lined up for you. But before I get to that, I want to just say that I'm wishing and hoping and praying that you are well and safe during these times of the COVID-19 pandemic. And I want to tell you about a few things that are some free offers going on for the Everyday Peacemakers, of which you are one because you're here with us today. So first and foremost, we have our free 2020 Clarity Challenge. This is for you to discover your passions, right? Get clear on what your passions are. Get busy about producing that in your external world. So knowing what your passions are is the first step to getting clear and having that materialize in your external world. And we have a free 7-day course available to you to do that, just that. And so all you need to do to claim that free gift is to email DrayvonJames@gmail.com. That's Drayvon, D-R-A-V as in victory, O-N, James@gmail.com. Then secondly, yes, education is important because guess what? The more we know about ourselves and our environment, the better positioned we are in to have a great impact on the world and on the quality of our life. And so to that end, there is free courses being made available to you at the Institute for Lifelong Learning. And so you just need to go on there and they'll tell you what course they're offering for free. I happen to offer a course on there, but there are many, many beautiful, wonderful, just life-changing courses on there. So please visit that as well. It's the Institute of Leadership and Lifelong Learning. The Institute of Leadership and Lifelong Learning. So pop over there and find out about what courses they're offering for free. They offer a lot of courses. Not all of them are free, but they are doing a special right now so you can take a free course. Isn't that wonderful? Nice way to spend some time with yourself and some self-improvement. So let's hop into today's show. We're talking about finding the answers to those difficult questions that you may have in your life. And we all have some, don't we? We have a fabulous guest with us today. Her name is Natalie Sist. She was born in, I want to say this right, Wynandot, Michigan. I'm sure she'll correct me if that's wrong. And spent her younger years in and around Detroit. She studied beauty cultures and was a well-known cosmetologist. She had a family and she worked in the beauty field for a number of years and even worked as a tennis club assistant for a number of years. And before she discovered her passion, she got a great idea one day and she developed an online site called Planet Stars in 1998. which she incorporated. And then she went on, she did this sitting around her dining room table, her kitchen table with some friends. She discovered her next passion was Mystic Living Today, which is an online magazine source. She has done a lot of things, but in 2011, Natalie launched her dream site, Stars Psychics, a full service counseling site to serve those in need of answers. And so she's here with us today, and among many things, I hope you can hear in her intro that she is a person who took a chance on herself, and all those chances involved being of service to other people. That was what resonated with me so much from the very beginning. Welcome to the Everyday Peace Show with Dr. Drayvon James. Natalie, I'm so happy to have you.
Oh, I'm so happy to be here. You and I talked several weeks ago, and I was looking so forward to this. And you did a good job on the intro. You really did.
You're not hard to introduce. You're amazing.
Well, you know, I mean, yeah. I mean, in a nutshell, yeah, that's me. That's me.
Oh, wow. So, yeah, and I gave this just really brief recap. But before we get into, there's a lot to talk about today, but I want to speak for a quick moment just about your journey. Because what I thought was interesting and still think to be quite interesting about your story is I didn't hear psychic or medium in there. I heard, you know, you did these other things. So tell us how you went from being this well-known cosmetologist to this very, very successful owner of this this psychic medium site. How was that transition?
Yeah. Well, Drayvon, I got my first computer. It was an Apple. And I wanted to use it. I wanted to work from it. I could type at warp speed, so that wasn't a problem. But then, you know, America Online was the big thing. That was it. That was the place you went. So I created an account, and then I started looking around, and they had something there called Crystal Ball. And they were taking applications. Well, I was an astrologer. That's really what my beginning of my career, if you want to call it a career, was an astrologer. So I applied. Two people interviewed me, and I got in. But then, Drayvon, it's not like it is today. I mean, you did everything for nothing. You did your shift for an hour and a half. You did your consultation free. And then after a period of time, you would get your AOL paid for it, but then it was like $2.99 or something for the month. So, but the whole thing of it was, is it started me into something, and it was my best girlfriend that really pushed me into astrology. She said, "Well, you can do this. You can do anything." Well, I dabbled in it, and I found some teachers along the way. But America Online really gave me my start. And I'll tell you what really did it for Planet Stars, my first site, is that we had this big, huge meeting. There was probably, 350 of us, right? And everybody was saying hello and hi. And so to the then owner, I'm sure that she was the owner, and I said hi several times, and she never acknowledged me. And I sat back in my chair, and I thought, if I ever have anything, I will never do that to one person. Everybody is important. I was important, so was the rest of them that she was saying hello to. I don't think she did it on purpose, but it did something for me. It made me see that should I have something like this, it's going to be wonderful. Everybody will be treated like they are diamonds. I would never do that. And that's how Planet Stars started, actually.
That's wow.
How it started. Yeah, I mean, it wasn't simple. And you got to remember, though, Drayvon, then there wasn't Firefox and Edge and Chrome. There wasn't anything like that. It was America Online and Internet Explorer. So the world was kind of contained. I mean, the computer world was contained. It wasn't like it is now. I mean, it's gone, you know, crazy. So I met a friend there, and we decided, well, let's start our own thing. So we started Planet Star. She was my partner for about a year, and then we parted ways. She said something to me, and I didn't even think of it until just now. She said, "You know, Natalie," she said, "I knew this was always meant for you. I was just to help open the door." So we parted ways, and I took off. And I ran with it, you know. Yeah, it was easy then. Now it's not easy. Now competition is so tough. You know, Drayvon, it's especially in the field that I'm in. Not for my magazine so much. My magazine is like a standalone. It's been around a long time. But, oh, yeah, Planet Stars, and then the magazine came about in my living room. A bunch of us got together. Oh, Natalie, you can do this again, right? Well, it kind of fell in my lap. Okay, let's get a name. And, you know, I had a webmaster then, not like I have now. I have a guy named Tony. It's been with me 10 years. And we're friends, and it's great. I mean, it's just we know each other. Sometimes we lock horns, but it's good. So, you know, everything kind of developed. So I did the magazine in 1999. And then, you know, my Star Psychics will be 9 years old in September.
So, But that, again, too,
and I have to say this. Star Psychics is not like the other sites. It's a place where you can come for whatever you need. It's not about the money. You know, I give minutes away all the time. Right now, it's such a tough time for everybody. I get put minutes in the account. Natalie, why did you do that? Because it's a tough time, and I know you want answers to some of your questions. I mean, it's just, I do it because I love it so much, Trevon. You know that, and we've talked before. So it's my love and my magazine. I know people all over the world. I love that, too, and I'm very fortunate. You know, I mean, look what I have. Maybe there's a fourth site. I don't know. I hope not.
Yeah. But you've been going so long. But I guess for me, I think about all of the things that you could have done with your background, especially being a well-known cosmetologist. Why astrology? I mean, I'm saying astrology, but why psychic? Why this?
Well, my parents died less than 5 months apart, and I was an only child. And I guess because my friend Barb started pushing me into astrology. Well, learn this and learn that. And then I had a couple of famous astrologers who actually took me under their wing, and they kind of helped me, and I learned from them. And I wanted to know why. I wanted to know what happened. Why did they die so close to each other? You know, less than 5 months apart, that's almost like, you know, at the same time. And that's how I got started in astrology.
And that had to be hard.
You have to have a thirst for it, Dravon. You have to say, well, I want to learn. I want to know. Okay, the sun is here. The moon is here. You and I talked about that on my show. Yeah. And you start to get really inquisitive, and you ask the right questions.
Right.
And that's what I did.
If what I'm hearing here is that you, what I didn't hear, and I want our listeners to hear this too, because a lot of times when I think about psychics or people, you know, prophets, I think they're, you know, born with this sixth sense or something of that nature. I know when I was a little girl, I'd, you know, sit around, I'd hear older people say, well, oh, they were born with a veil over their eyes, or born with different things.
Yeah.
But what I heard you say is that you studied it. You studied and you,
well,
just like you
astrology, I did. Yes,
okay.
Astrology I did study. That's like a science anyways. I mean, you can, and if you learn, it can be a predictive tool for you. And that's how I learned it. But I learned it from these two ladies. Her name was Miss March and Ivy Jacobson Goldstein. Now, Ivy was an old-time astrologer. I have all of her books. I have Miss March's books. Mason, excuse me, your name is Mason. I have all of her books, but you see what I could do to them, especially Miss Mason, Sophia Mason, I could call her and ask her a question. She was pretty famous in her own right. And she, okay, what do you want to know? I asked the right questions, and so I learned everything I could possibly learn. Then I did readings from my home. But, you know, I really don't do that. I mean, I'll talk to people about it, but I don't really do readings on my site, but there's a reason for that. I don't want to take anything away from all the beautiful people that I've hired. I don't want them to say, oh, good, Natalie's on. Now we're going to not make anything, right? Mm-mm, I'm not going to do that to them. No, I don't need to do that. I like to develop things and work with people, and it's a wonderful thing. Keeps me very busy. Thank goodness.
Yeah. Oh, well, I could see. So let's talk a little bit. We're going to go to the site and talk about that, because I know that in whatever people's different beliefs are, what I'm hearing right. here is that there is a science component to it. We all know that astrology is, you know, we see something up there in the sky. We see stars, we see a moon, we see a sun. We know that, and I don't know a lot about astrology, but what I do know, I don't know if this is astrology or not. I could be totally wrong, but I do know that the Farmer's Almanac, I think maybe you and I talked about this, or I talked about it with somebody, but all that is ruled by, I guess, astrology, when they tell you about the yes. tide. And when I was a kid, I used to love reading the Farmer's Almanac. I don't know if that's because it wasn't a lot of other things around to read, but I remember looking forward to reading that and just the predictions of, you know, when to do this, when to plant this, when to plant, you know.
That's
and it was
right.
all based around astrology. I learned later in life that all that had to do with astrology. And of course, the Farmer's Almanac is a well-known, well-respected source of information. So I say that because, you know, people come at things from different, you know, belief patterns, but we do right. respect that Farmer's Almanac as being a scientifically based something or another almanac, for lack of a better word. But let's go back to the beginning. We'll go back to this, your magazine, your online magazine.
Oh, yeah.
If people have not, if they're not aware of Mystic Living Today, it is just a wonderful source. I mean, it is amazing. I've spent the last couple of weeks since you and I talked, just going through old episodes, you know, old episodes or old journals and going back up to the current issue and old issues, and just jam packed with information for every walk of life. And so the idea, the concept for this, again, you sitting around, I guess I got to ask the same question, because as I look at your background, Natalie, I'm like, what made Natalie think of all the things? To me, it would have made great sense to start a beauty magazine. You are a well-known cosmetologist.
Yeah, but I did that. I did hair for a really long time, and then, because my parents had passed away, I met a lady who read cards, regular cards, right? So, I mean, we connected. She started this huge club in Michigan. And we did this huge fair, and I was the keeper of the funds. I always handled the money. And I got exposed to all these people that had gifts. They could channel, they could read cards. She read coffee grounds. She had her deck of cards, and I met hundreds of people in the Detroit area, because they would all come to our meetings, and then we had this big, huge fair. Well, you remember, I was interested in astrology, and I didn't think I could do anything else. I just thought, well, geez, these people must be really special. But listen, everybody, they are not. We're all special, and we all have gifts. Well, yours truly looked at them, and I sat there and I thought, why can't I do any of this, right? Well, that's how I got my feet wet, really. Oh, I'm sorry about the storms here. I'm in South Carolina. We got all kinds of storms. But I got my feet wet by doing all that, meeting all these people, and something made me start to think, well, why don't you get a deck of cards? Why don't you do something? So, now, remember, the Internet wasn't vast like it is now. You can look up anything you want on the Internet. I mean, anything. What does the Ace of Diamonds mean? Because I read regular playing cards. So I developed my own deck, just regular playing cards, and I wrote on them. Because I saw these people doing all these things, and something was nudging me. Come on, they're not better than you. Nobody's better than you. Nobody's better than them or them or them. You can do this. And, of course, you got to remember, I had my girlfriend Barb was pushing me all the way. Okay, do it. She says, you can do it. I'll be your guinea pig. So I developed it based upon the houses of the zodiac. So, you know, like the Three of Diamonds is money news. Makes sense. Diamonds, the third house is communication. So that's how I developed my own style. And I still have that original deck. I still use it, believe it or not. So that's how I got my feet wet in that. But in the tennis world, I I was assistant to the head pro. I had a really good job there, and I would do readings. I'd get readings from there, and they'd come to my house. I mean, it was hilarious. The boss didn't know, of course, but everybody wanted to talk to me. They wanted to know everything, you know. But, you know, you get burned out after a while. Then I moved to South Carolina because, remember, I was in the Detroit area, and I had had enough. And I'm here in South Carolina, and I'll read for friends, but I really don't do it like I did before. I have other things. So I think what happened to me, Gravon, you want to know how it happened, is I just kind of got pushed into these different areas. One thing opened to this, and then that opened to this, and then to this. But the magazine I derive a lot of pleasure from, because that's me. I'm the one that puts it together. I'm the one that, you know, stars is all my stars. It's all the stars that I have there. That's them. And they're all beautiful. But the magazine, I do myself. I get all the information, the articles, the excerpts, the poetry from all over the world. People contact me. But it did start off that way. It's just many years. I have a great reputation. You send it to me and it's right and I have an image. But then they become my friends, Gravon, just like you.
And I hope that's coming across to our to our listeners, is because you really have, and the thing that touches me, even as I'm listening to you talk right now, is that you really have this curiosity about life, which I encourage everyone to become curious about life, because that energy that you can use for curiosity, believe this or not, is so true. So I want you to believe it. The same energy that is wrapped up and looks like worry. If we become curious, it will use all that worry energy up. So if you're a person who has a tendency to worry a lot, just a tiny little adjustment, becoming curious. And that's what I hear with you, because I know, you know, that having, you know, I don't know personally, my mom is still very much with me and I'm very much happy about that. But having both of your parents pass away within 5 months of each other, I can only imagine how much pain and loss, and also being an only child on top of that. So that could have been a total wipeout emotionally, to really be something that would drive your energy downward. But what I hear when you talk is that you became curious. What would cause this 5 months apart? And so this energy that would have been consumed and really sapped your life energy into worry, you were able to consciously or unconsciously put that energy into curiosity. And from there, you have blossomed. You're helping people all over the world.
Yeah, you know, when I have my interviews, when I have my shows, you know, they'll start submitting excerpts, and like yourself, and the magazine, I had to go out and get the material in the very, very beginning, and it was very small. I mean, now people send me three different sets of things. I'll get an excerpt, I'll get an article. Oh, you want this, you want that, and pretty soon I've got this huge book. I'm writing it all down for the month, and I'm thinking, oh, my God, I need 2 days to do this, at least.
Right.
It's my creativity coming out, but it just didn't happen all this way. As you know, I had a visitation, and so I think it was before all of this began, actually, for me, you know, when I was pretty ill, and I think that was just like a guiding light. Somebody called me last week that they told me I'm the light keeper.
I like that. I do want to transition into that. Let's talk about that experience that really changed your life.
It did, but it was in a way that I really didn't realize. You got to remember that. Right. I mean, I was just kind of dabbling in this. Remember, I had this organization that I was helping and collecting the money and surrounded by all these people who probably didn't think I had a gift to save my soul. And little did they know what I would be doing. I didn't even know. But, yeah, I got really ill in 1982 in the summer. I almost died. I mean, actually, there was nothing they could do for me. I got a virus. Not like the virus that's going on right now. This attacked my whole body. I could not even stand. I just laid. And I didn't go in the hospital because I didn't want to. I'm not a very good patient. So I told my doctor, I'll probably tippy-toe out. Not good. So I stayed home, but I got these injections twice a day for weeks and weeks and weeks. But during that time, at the very beginning, one night, I opened my eyes and it was glowing this beautiful golden color. Well, people are listening or saying, oh, healing. Yeah, it was healing, but it was much more than that. But I didn't really realize it right away. Because remember, I asked all these people that worked in this organization what they thought, and they all said healing. I argued with them. Listen to this. I argued with them. So anyways, I looked to see where all this light was coming from, Dravon. I mean, the ceiling was the color. It was just all over. Then I turned around and looked at my back wall, and there was a 7-foot crystal there. That's a raw crystal. You know what crystals are. You know, a hanging crystal. That's where the glow was coming from. Well, you know, everybody said, oh, it was healing, blah, blah, blah. And I said, I understand that. But I had to see it. It could have happened while I was asleep, but it did not. So I got better. And it took a couple years. You see, the virus right now is, it just takes you. It either takes you or it doesn't. But I had this in my body for a very long time. And so, you know, the doctors told me we had nothing we could do for you. We were very worried. We did not think you were going to make it because all we could do was give you, listen to this, gamma globulin shots and vitamin B12 plus iron. That's all I got. But I got two of them every single day. And I had a co-host, and she told me that she thought it was God. She said this was just too magnificent. Oh,
okay, Natalie, I hear the theme music. This is such an important story. We're going to come back to this story right after these messages. Thank you for being here with our special guest, Natalie Sist.
Discover the power within. Unity Online Radio. The voice of an awakening world.
Create and build the life of your dreams. Welcome back to Everyday Peace with Dr. Dravon James.
Welcome back to Everyday Peace. We have the fabulous Natalie Sist here with us today, who, among other things, is the creator of the Stars Psychic online site and Mystic Living Today online magazine. And just before the break, she was sharing with us her, I want to say, near-life event. So I'm going to let her continue with that. And we're going to go into some things about her site and what that does for people. But I think there's a lot in this event that strikes me. So we're at the point now, you were talking about how, you know, people did tell you that that gold light was healing, but you made a very good point. It could have just been healing. Why did you have to see it? And, you know, you did see it. You saw it and you saw the crystal hanging there. And one thing I was just want to be sure that I translated right in my mind, the crystal wasn't really there. That wasn't a crystal that you had there. It just appeared along with the gold light. Is that okay? That's
correct.
What I thought.
Correct. Yes.
So all of these things are happening to you. And I want, in some other point that you made really clear, really good for our listeners who are just joining us, that you were sick with this virus that had you bedridden. Mm-hmm. You couldn't stand up for years.
Well, no, I could eventually, I got better eventually, but it didn't go away right away. I still have residual effects of it. It took me a very long time. I mean, I had probably 2 weeks of being in bed and doing nothing. I mean, I didn't even read. I didn't turn TV on. I didn't, you know, I mean, I had a computer. I didn't turn that on. I did nothing. I didn't want to. I had no desire to do anything.
And is that because of the sickness?
People would bring me books and set them outside my door. And, you know, people would come over and I didn't even want them to talk. I'd tell them to be quiet. because the sound of their voice bothered me. Can you imagine that? Me, who talks so much, that I had to, you know, I mean, I'm not lacking in words, but it was that. But, you know, when, this group, I was telling you, this group said, oh, yeah, it's healing. I said, no, I had to see it. So I finally said to a few of them, look, it meant something more than just healing. I was supposed to see it. Well, you know, they, I got to remember, they didn't think I had a gift, like I said before, to save my soul. I did not have anything. I was just this person who collected all the money and did all the legwork for them so they could get all their glory. And they all had egos, these people. There's a lot of them. And so, I mean, it didn't bother me. You know, it was okay. I knew what I saw, and I knew why, but I didn't really know until I developed StarPsychics.com when I started hiring people in the very beginning. This one lady who ended up being my co-host, her name was Stars Maya Moon. We talked about it a lot, and she has since passed. It was sudden, and it was awful for me, but she told me about maybe a month or so before. She said, I know what it was that you saw. I know. And I said, well, it was a crystal, you know. No, it was much more than that. She says, I haven't seen one. I don't know anybody that's seen one like you. Nobody. She thought it was God. She said, I think God had to make this big presence in your life for you to wake up. It was almost like a wake-up thing for you. But, you know, Dravon, I didn't start into my own stuff for quite a while. I kept working with this group of people, all these intuitives and card readers and all of that. But it was in the back of my mind all the time. And, of course, I had my best friend who was gnawing at me every day. Come on, you can do this. Let's go. Do it. Do it. Learn it. You can figure it out. Well, you know, she just thought I could do anything. And it wasn't for a while until I met a lady that we decided to develop the hub of my sites, and that's called planetstarswithaz.com. And that Z, my name is Stars Cast. Well, the Z came because I was an astrologer, the stars, but I didn't want it to be S-T-A-R-S. So I sat with a piece of paper, and I wrote everything down that had to do with astrology because I had to come up with a name for America Online, and I came up with Stars. And my first webmaster said to me, I like that. I said, why? He said, I don't know, but we're going to grab every domain we can, which is the ability to develop a website. You get a domain name. We're going to take everything. He said, because that's going to become important. Yeah, he has since left, of course. But we did. I got starspsychics.net. You name it, I got it. And it was because of that name. And Planet Stars, if you go there, you'll see links to everything. My Akashic bookstore, my radio station, everything is there. I call it the hub. And then, of course, there's Planet Stars. But, you know, Planet Stars was the start of everything for me. It really, really was. It opened, wow, threw the door open for me, Dravon. And, you know, I didn't even know what an e-zine was back then.
Right.
What is this? Well, it's a magazine online, Natalie, they were telling me. I said, well, I get that. But now, through Tony, my webmaster, I know so much about computers and programs. And, I mean, I help people. I help clients all the time. I'll call them at home. I can't get into the site. Okay, well, let's figure this out. And I figure it out because I asked the right questions for the people that I knew had the ability to tell me. They could give me the answers. I mean, I'm an established bookkeeper, too.
But, you know,
this is my passion, all of this. I mean, I love talking to people. You and I connected right away. You're from Chicago, and you know the song Leroy Brown, and I'm from Detroit, and remember we were laughing? I told my son that.
Yeah.
He said, oh, my God, were you singing? I said, yeah, I was.
Well, we know the song. Why not?
I know the song. That was by the song. But, you know.
What I love about this, Natalie, is that I hear in your story so much that I know a lot of our listeners can relate to, is that you had something happen in your life something that we could say, oh, this is a tragedy. You get this virus, it remains in your body, it you know, impacts you, we were just lying down, and nobody would want that to happen. But on the other side of this event happening in your life was the birth. I would say that was sort of like, the gateway, the door opening up to you, opening this door, providing the service. Had you remained in your healthy state, I dare say that you were doing great as a assistant tennis in the tennis world, and as a cosmetologist, all the other things that you had going on, you may have never really gotten to the place where you reach now. And we have a caller on the line, so I'm just going to stop talking for a moment and bring our caller on. Welcome to Everyday Peace with Dr. Drayvon James, and our fabulous guest today is Natalie Sist. Thank you for calling in.
Hello, Dr. James. Another great show. As usual, your guest is very interesting. So this is my question.
How do you know that you're born with a womb pocket?
We're losing you. If you could just repeat it just one more time. Okay. At least I didn't hear it very clearly.
Okay. How do you know that you're dealing with a real psychic, and how can you trust that the information that they're giving you?
Oh, good
question. That's a good question. Yeah, that's a great question. Well, for my site, I interview everybody. And it's not, there are those out there that will say, oh, next week you're going to get this important phone call. It's going to be the job you're looking for, okay? But what you don't realize when you go to any psychic, no matter where it is, nothing is written in stone because there are so many variables. You could be in line for this position, but the person who's going to hire you gets sick, and it's going to be somebody else who doesn't even know you. So it's a chain reaction almost. You've got to understand that. I don't think there's anybody in the world that's a true psychic who can say to you, at this time, on this day, this is going to happen. Because, see, I don't believe like that. All of my readers, all of them, have certain gifts. Those are their tools. They use the tools, like I use my tools. I can tell you with the laying out my cards exactly what's going on. It doesn't mean I'm that much better than all of them. So when you go to a psychic, and psychic has gotten this connotation about being, they can see everything. They can't see everything. They can't. It's impossible. Not even the greatest ones in the world. Like, who could we say was a famous one, Dravon? Well, anybody. I can do this, and you're going to do this. Don't believe it for an instant. There's too many variables in life, and it depends upon your belief system. I happen to believe in God. I'm very spiritual. So I know at any given time, things can change. It can be what I call a change-up. And, but as far as my readers are concerned, they all have their own gifts. A lot of them have spirit guides that they actually hear or they see. I'm clairaudient. I can hear.
Okay.
But I can't, if you ask me a question, say, well, what do you hear about this? I can't tune in like that. I mean, I can't. Some of them can, but I can't. This morning, I heard two knocks on my door as I was waking up in the etheric world. You know, there's the ether. That's when you just start to wake up. I heard two knocks on my door. Sometimes I'll hear my phone ring twice, but it's not my phone.
Right.
So so that's clairaudient. You hear, but I can't do it on a cue and say, I want to know about this gentleman. What's going on here? I'm not going to hear that. And you know what I think it is for me? Is that I have so many things going on in my brain that I couldn't handle that. Can you imagine me? Oh, God, she's hearing a voice now, and then she's got to do the magazine. So I really think that I could say I've been spared. But my advisors are really good. You could go there and look at all their reviews. I haven't been hiring anybody because I've been keeping it kind of contained. Everybody on there, it's like we're like family. I don't have thousands of them. Because those sites that are big, and bless them, there's nothing wrong with them, but they don't know their readers at all like I do. They don't know them.
Okay.
So my site is very personal. It's a very personal site. And if they connect with you, you'd be surprised what they can tell you.
Wow.
Wonderful. Well, thank you. Thank you very much.
You're welcome. And first 3 minutes of the site are free if you want to go there and try one of them.
Okay, great.
Well, thank you so much. And that was an awesome question. And as usual, thank you. You're one of our regular callers. Thank you for showing up today as an everyday peacemaker.
You're welcome. And thank you for another great show.
You're welcome. Well, I think you brought up some great points there because, one, you know, you want to know that the person you're talking to is trustworthy. And your answer was spot on. I do believe that different people have different gifts. And something that you said in the very beginning is that no one thought that you had a gift, but you actually did.
They didn't give me the time of day, Dravon. They didn't. I mean, and do any of them have sights like I do? Absolutely not.
Right. But I think this is true, too, that if we are quiet enough,
right,
and settle our mind down enough and get to this place where we are just are in this place of stillness, I bet you we are a lot more intuitive than we, each and every one of us, that is, than we give ourselves credit to, because we're all walking on this massive energy source, which is the earth, right? And I hope people are getting some time where their feet are actually hitting the earth. And, you know, that earthing thing does a lot for balancing us out and getting our feet on soil as much as possible. But we're all connected to this power source, the earth. And I bet you that, you know, it's just a matter of we haven't tuned in. Is it what they said, tune in and tap on or whatever to our abilities, right? Yeah.
Right. And what you do is just, I meditate every day. And so if you're real still, you'll get thoughts. And that's what some of them are. They're clairvoyant. They see. They have pictures in their head, like a movie. Yeah, some of them will say it's like a movie. But to say that every time you go to see one of my advisors, it doesn't mean that they're going to say, well, tomorrow in your state, the snow's going to fly. Well, you know, they're not like do-do-do-do-do-do kind of people. They become your friends. I have some advisors, they have clients, and they'll send me an email. Oh, my God, I don't know what I would do without her. She's like my friend. See, to me, that's important. That's what I want. I want them to get good guidance from people. Yes, if you have cards and you can do the cards, it's wonderful. It really is. Or if you have visions, a lot of people get visions. Clairaudient, empath. I'm a super empath. I mean, I feel that's some of the things that I get. You know, when I get things from the world, I mean, I have trouble a lot of times. But you have to just keep your feet on the ground. And do find the work that makes you feel really good inside. I found it, but I was guided there. It was not something that I was seeking. It was, like I said, dropped in my lap. It's like, okay, let's give it to Natalie. She can do it.
Well, yeah, and I love this. I didn't say this, but I wanted to say this a few times, is that you have a very, or at least at the time, a very supportive circle that supported you branching out to do things that you had not yet done and had shown no evidence that you could do them. So I think that was to your credit. You really chose your friends and your the people in your company. You chose them wisely, because these are people who say, hey, go ahead, Natalie, I bet you could do that. Instead of, oh, my goodness, I bet you can't do that. And why would you want to do that? So you have these people there. One thing that occurs to me, and of course I do this on every show, is for every show, I talk this topic any and everywhere that I go, supermarket, nail salon, work, wherever I am, I talk about the topic. And I got to tell you, there is a great number of people still in 2020 who are afraid of psychics for whatever reason, and their association with demonic forces. Do you hear that a lot?
Yeah, you do. You know, there are some evil people out there. I don't have anybody evil on my site. That's what my site is done in all the blues. If you go to it, starswithaZpsychics.com, it has just been redone. But you'll see all the beautiful blues. That's a very spiritual color, and there's a little hint of purple in there. And it's a very spiritual site. And the lady that passed, she said to me, Natalie, you are the stars. Stars is you. She's the only person that's ever told me that. And she said, this is all you. All of it is all you. She said, so it's pure. I mean, I have it scanned. So there's nothing going on. I have three firewalls. I've had some, you know, competition is steep, and I don't bother with any of that. I have great people on my site, and I just handle it myself. You know, I don't do the coding on it. I have Tony that does that, but it's really wonderful.
You mentioned about the color blue, and so a lot of this, as you talk about it, and I have to admit to being just as much of a novice as anybody else, but when you mentioned the color blue, I remember, and this is going back, oh my gosh, some 30-odd years ago when I was an undergrad, well over that probably, and I remember taking a psychology course where one of the things that we talked about was about colors. So, and blue being this color of tranquility, I think that was what it was. And then red being, you know, which some of this sounds sort of quite obvious, but red was a vibrant color that could spark lively conversation and maybe too lively for the bedroom. And I remember all this stuff in a psychology class in college. And so I say that only to say that when you said, oh, you have all these blues, it made me think of that. This tranquility and this association with this very acceptable mainstream study of psychology. So I think there's, right. You know, there is this, there's a merging of worlds. I believe that everybody's borrowing a little bit of information from a little bit of information. So I just to, you know, kind of smooth out the fears of people who've never, you know, said, oh my gosh, there's no way that the stars could have meaning. I believe that everything that was designed by the creator does have meaning. Whether or not we have an understanding, you know, the word of God, Jesus says, for those who have ears, let them hear, right? Which means we all have ears, but we don't all have understanding of all things. So you're taking the time to study and learn about what the stars are and things of that nature is a science and a study of itself. So there's an appreciation that goes with that. And especially for you to have done it in that time of your life when you were dealing with the sickness and coming to understand a new journey in your pathway. One of the things that you and I talked about earlier was that, you know, this was a way for people, your site was a way for people to find their own answers. How often do you come in contact with people who come back and say, you know what, thank you, that was a burning question and it helped me to make some life-altering changes?
All the time they'll email me because you have to remember I'm in contact with them because it's the personal touch. It's the customer service that I can offer, only I can offer because I care. I want you to be happy. And, you know, sometimes people go in and they want a reading, well, am I going to end up marrying this man? And so one of them might say, well, it doesn't look like it. And then, of course, right away they get an attitude, well, this man is for me. That's it. And sometimes I'll get an email and they'll say, well, I wasn't really happy. Okay, tell me why you were not really happy. Sometimes I have to continue on with the reading, even though they don't know it. But I do. That's what I do. But I just love what I do, Dravon. I mean, I think it's obvious in my voice.
It is
obvious. What I offer for everybody. And, you know, the magazine is my baby. That is my baby. I just sent out a bunch of stuff for work from everybody, and my mailbox is full. God has been good to me. And you can believe in whatever you want, Buddha, God, it doesn't matter. It doesn't, you know, just believe in something and know that everything is divine order. It really is. And there are synchronicities. There are no mistakes. So
when I saw this
huge crystal, God knew, oh, I got to do a big thing for her. She's not going to believe this, right? Because she doesn't think she has any gifts at all. But little did I know I would be paving the way, and I'm just getting this right now, paving the way for others to follow so that they can do things too. I mean, I was a nobody from Nobodyville. I mean, you know, I'm not that famous or anything, and I don't need to be, but I love what I do so much, and I believe in it, and I think that's what's the greatest gift to give out.
Yeah, I think it is the greatest gift because you're providing a service for those who are looking for a service. You're providing an opportunity for those who are seeking answers or even who need assistance in deciphering some of the things that they've already seen and say, oh, you know, what does this mean? And what could this possibly mean? So I think that is so important. And that really is what this journey in life is about, because this is a learning journey. And as we go through this process along the way, what I know and what I have experienced is that there will be people that come into our lives who are there to help us cross the road to the next life experience. And I think you, Natalie, are one of those people, because as you provide this service for people, it's helping them to make decisions, big and small, that will lead them on to the next leg of their journey. That's what life is. Life is a journey, and learning to have peace, be whole, be complete, knowing that nothing that showed up in your life today, yesterday, or nothing that will show up in the future has shown up to destroy you. That's not why it's there. Those things are there to bow down and serve you, so you can learn from them, so you can consciously go on to create your next level of greatness. And that comes across to me so very clear in your story when you say, you know what, Drayvon, I had a virus that put me on my back. I'm getting these injections. And during this time period when you could have chosen to be bitter, to be angry, to be closed down, you made a different decision. And I'm sure you're human, just like all of us. You know, you went through those, you cycle through emotions, don't we all? We all cycle through emotions. But we let those emotions, if we're even a little bit wise, and we're all a little bit wise at the least, we are all a little wise. We let those emotions come, we acknowledge them, and we let them just keep on flowing so that we can go ahead and consciously say, okay, this is what's going on. You know, Natalie's got this virus. Okay, you got this virus, now you got this I want to say this vision that occurs, and you had the good sense to keep asking and keep asking until you got a piece inside yourself that says, that's the answer. You didn't just settle for any old answer, because you could have. You could have settled for any old answer and said, okay, that's it. But what I hear in that story, what I want our listeners to take for their own life is this. You have an intuitive voice inside of you. Getting still and listening to your body, not your mind so much, because the mind gets confused. The body never gets confused. Listen to how things resonate with you. Listen to how your body, feel what it's doing. Where does this vice land on you? Is it turning in your stomach a little bit? Is there a little bit of discomfort? Start to become very familiar to how your body responds. And there within leads you and guides you to let you know that this is for me, this is not for me. And I love that question that our caller said, how do you know? Right. How do you know? When you start listening, because you ask a lot of people, and they say, oh, Natalie, it's just healing. And you said, yes, I know that's part of it, but there's something else. Right. Because you're listening, you said, you know, I feel in my bones, if you will. I love that expression, right? That's where the answers come from, deep within. I feel this, that's part of the answer, but not the whole answer. And I think that's a great piece of knowledge to carry in this season. As I talk with people and as I deal with things in my own life, is to know that even though our external world seems to be so uncertain and so unsure, the answer to everything, the true answer is within you. You can hear, you can go and get advice, but do like Natalie did. Listen to your body. This is Everyday Peace. I'm Dr. Drayvon James. I'm so excited that you showed up today as an Everyday Peacemaker. I absolutely love you. We'll talk soon.
And I love you. Bye-bye. You've been listening to Everyday Peace with Dr. Drayvon James. You have the power right now, today, to make the decisions, to take the actions that lead you to your next level of greatness. And I would love to walk with you on your journey. Here's some ways we can connect. Schedule a coaching session.
Contact me at info@drdravonjames.com. Enroll in my online university course, the 2020 Clarity Course, at the Institute for Leadership and Lifelong Learning International. Enroll in the Brilliant Life 9-week online coaching session with me and Keisha Dixon at info@drdravonjames.com. Purchase my book, Freedom is Your Birthright, from Amazon. Thank you for being an everyday peacemaker. I absolutely love you.
Thanks for listening. This is Unity Online Radio, the voice of an awakening world.
Daily Word offers inspiration and practical teachings to help people of all faiths live happy and healthy lives. Get in the habit of starting your day with a positive affirmation. Going strong since 1924, Daily Word magazine is available in large type and Spanish, as well as the digital subscription package that includes the online magazine with audio, smartphone app, and daily email. Get your subscription today and stay inspired all year. Visit dailyword.com or unity.org.